Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
A very happy day after Thanksgiving to you. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. As is tradition here at Viewpoint on Mormonism, we are taking these days around Thanksgiving to just give God all the glory for what He has done and how He is used MRM in a mighty way to touch hearts, not only in the United States, state of Utah, but the entire world. And we want to thank you for all that you have done to support us with your prayers, your financial offerings and such, and to also read some of the comments that we have received from our listeners and our readers, I should say, over the past year. Some of these were actually in our newsletter, Mormonism Researched. And we just thought it would bless you as it has blessed us to see some of the things that some people have said over the past several months. So we're going to start off with this first one that says, "Thank you so much for the advice, and it's definitely inspiring seeing all that you guys at MRM do. I recommend everyone who has questions to go to your site."
Well, Bill, when they say guys, we need to understand not all of us are guys. Yes, the people on the radio show are, but your wife, Tammy McKeever, is our secretary. We've got Carol Sweet doing a lot with the mailings and also the prayer chain. And then we also have Sharon Lindblom, who does our Mormon Coffee blog site. So, yeah, about half of us are guys, but then we've got females too.
They're all part of the guys, you know. No, it's a blessing. The ladies that are behind the scenes doing a lot of this is just incredible, and the Lord bless them as well. But you know, when they talk about thank you so much for the advice, I don't think people realize the phone calls that we receive, the emails we receive, the people that we respond to that have real legitimate questions, not only about the doctrines of Mormonism, I get those all the time, but they're wondering, what do I do in this situation, especially those who have LDS family members?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so you're there. I can't tell you how many times I'm in this office when I'm with you here, and to have that phone ring and it's somebody asking for advice, or you get a lot of Latter-day Saints calling you too.
I do. And a lot of them don't know how to handle us. And when they actually talk to us, they find out, gee, we're not the wild-eyed crazies they've probably been led to believe.
If you're a Latter-day Saint, I want you to know that you could contact us. You can use the email if you don't want to call, but contact@mrm.org, and you can certainly look up our phone number on the MRM website. But we would love to talk to you if you have questions. Here's another email. "I just wanted to thank you for your ministry. You have a plethora of information, which when I cross-referenced was right on target. The information you provide is an answered prayer for me, as my son had married a young lady who comes from the Mormon background. I was unprepared as to how to witness to a Mormon, but after studying at your site, I feel so much more prepared. I want to thank you and let you know that I am praying that the Lord will continue to bless your ministry and that your fruits will be a reflection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the one and only."
That's really encouraging. We have another one that says, "Thank you for your informative website. Over the past several months, it has assisted me greatly as I have sorted out my feelings concerning the LDS Church and Christianity. I have written a letter, which turned into a book, to my LDS friends and family members, notifying them that I am leaving the LDS Church and detailing why. I have referenced your organization three places in the paper and am requesting your permission to leave those references intact." And of course, we allow them to have those references in there, and certainly we want people to know that we're here, and if they need any more questions answered, by all means, we would love to do that for them.
Another one says this, "Thanks for your great work and tremendous message. I am, or was, a lifelong 40-year member of the LDS Church and a former returned missionary, and a dang good one, too."
And that's a dang good one, too.
That sounds like that. They're from Utah, it sounds like.
Yeah. Oh, my heck.
Yes. It has taken a long time to get the shackles off. 3 years of research and heartache. But my wife and I both sent in our resignation last month, and it has been liberating. Although you do not know me from Adam, you played a great part in the process. I have enjoyed watching your talks on YouTube and reading your website. I appreciate your honesty, dedication, you really do your research, faith, and most of all, common sense.
There's a portion in this email that I think we need to address. When it talks about it has taken a long time to get the shackles off, 3 years of research and heartache. A lot of people who either don't live in a Mormon culture or don't have family members or friends that are LDS might not understand what that really means. But I don't think a lot of people truly can appreciate the struggle that a lot of LDS members go through before they ultimately make that decision to cut their ties with the Mormon Church. It can be an excruciating process. Mm-hmm. And when this person says heartache, I'm sure they're not kidding at all. This stereotype that we often hear from many unfortunately arrogant Mormons, and there are a lot of those out there, who look at people who leave as merely being weak. They just couldn't live up to the standard or something like that. That stereotype is exactly that. It's a stereotype. Most of the people that we come in contact with, it was not something that was easy for them to do. They did not want to come out of the Mormon Church. There's a lot of security in the Mormon Church, and mm-hmm. to leave that community is a very difficult decision to make. And I think while we're talking about thankfulness and stuff, I think we need to pray for a lot of the people that are actually going through that. I mean, they're thankful that God has opened their eyes, but it's going to be a struggle to follow through with what God is doing through them.
Bill, you often get the question asked, what's the one question that I can give a Latter-day Saint that will cause him to get on his knees and become a believer? And you've often said, when you find that question, would you let me know so I can use it as well? There's no magic bullet question. This person took 3 years of research. And so if you're a Christian who might get a little frustrated because you have LDS family or friends or coworkers, and you've been sharing with them for a year or two, you need to realize that's probably not enough time. Many people are going to require years before they finally see the light. How many stories we've heard, how many testimonies. The light did come on, but it just took a long time, and they're going to have to find the research out for themselves.
And I get a lot of times Mormons will show their exasperation with their LDS loved ones because they're not listening to them, or they put up such a fight and hearing the information from their own sources. I often have to remind them, think of how long it took you to get where you are right now. You were probably just like your loved ones in the past, several years ago, whatever it might be, and just be patient with them. Let the Holy Spirit do the work. You're not going to push ahead of what the Holy Spirit wants to accomplish. There's no way. None of our arguments are going to push ahead of the influence of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't work that way. So my advice to you, if you're dealing with loved ones who are still very much believers in Mormonism, just be patient with them. Love them and be there when they have questions, and just show them through your example that what you have is better than what they have.
And this person was really fortunate because it says, my wife and I both sent in our resignation last month. How many Latter-day Saints do we know where they were the only one who left?
Far too many.
And I know people who on a regular basis are struggling in their marriages, or maybe even separated from their spouse because they just can't get that religion thing together. Another email. After going through a tough time in my life and abandoning God, Jesus became very real to me, along with the Bible. I've recently met a boy who attends the LDS Church. I became intrigued in his beliefs. After many discussions bordering on arguments, he moved to Utah with his family. I later learned Utah is a state with a high population of Latter-day Saints. This boy has been depressed since I met him, reminding me of how I lived before Jesus came back into my life. It's gotten worse since he moved. I've looked and looked for information regarding his religion, and finally I have found your website. I'm understanding more of what he believes. This kid is a really good friend of mine, and I really don't want to see him end up in hell. I'm praying that God will use me to help him because he can't stay in this depressed state. And honestly, the expectations of his religion have taught him that he is a failure. Thank you for supplying me with this information.
Wow, that part there, the expectations of religion have taught him that he is a failure. And we hear that a lot when we talk about people who have come out of the Mormon church and the baggage that they bring with them out of the church. When they talk about their experiences in the Mormon church, it's so sad because it's all be good, be good, be good, do better, do better, do better. This browbeating almost, and it, without grace. How can you do this? I don't understand. Without grace, why is it that I can see from the Bible that I am a horrible sinner, and yet that doesn't depress me? It's because of grace that it doesn't depress me. As long as I have that grace, I can be encouraged in knowing what Jesus has done on my behalf, regardless of my shortcomings and sin. This last one that we want to read says, "Thank you for the article about showing mercy to the wolves." They're actually referring to an article that was in one of our recent newsletter, where showing mercy to the wolves is not showing mercy to the sheep. It's doing an injustice to the sheep. I don't know who actually said that, but that was the phrase that was given. This person says, "The quote about ensnaring someone in a false gospel being akin to eternal murder made me more determined than ever to answer the door when Mormons come knocking. I still probably don't know enough to persuade anyone, but I'm still responsible to share a testimony of truth." That phrase, eternal murder, comes from James White. James White, a friend of ours, friend of this ministry, talks about that and why we should not take lightly groups that are going around stealing souls. Because when you look at the eternal consequences, what they're basically doing is committing eternal murder on that individual. It's going to have eternal consequences. And if we are Christians who are concerned, and one thing I think needs to be pointed out, notice the ones that we've read here. These people have a genuine concern for the Mormon people. They don't want to talk to them out of some hatred or animosity, but they have a genuine concern for them and their eternal welfare.
And so we just need to be prepared to be able to have the answer for everyone who asks us. And so I appreciate his or her demeanor wanting to share with everyone who comes to their door.
Again, we thank you for listening this day after Thanksgiving Day, and we do thank you for all your many prayers and financial support over the past years. God bless you, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. In his second letter to the Thessalonians, Paul wrote, "Pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. We at Mormonism Research Ministry hope you will likewise pray for us that the word will go forth and be glorified. Pray for direction as we seek the Holy Spirit's guidance as to where God wants us to focus our attention. Pray for wisdom that we might have the right words to speak to Latter-day Saints who are struggling with their faith. Pray for the physical and spiritual health of our staff and families. Pray that, as a ministry, we are able to meet the financial obligations that naturally accompanies effective ministries. Pray for opportunities to educate fellow Christians who may not feel confident when sharing their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. We hope that you will also pray for the entire body of Christ, that all of us will have a greater love for those who are lost, and that this love will give us a sense of urgency to share the message of grace that sets the captive free."